Om Shanti, good morning. Today's topic is about earning blessings. In ancient times, blessings were considered to be the ultimate gift. Students would seek blessings from their teachers, children from their parents, adults from their elders, gurus from the wise and divine sources. Everybody was seeking blessings more than they were seeking physical gifts. A life that is filled with love and blessings from others oils the wheels of my life. My life becomes smoother and easier, and it adds a subtle purpose and joy to my living. If we are not recipients of good wishes, then life feels difficult, it feels like a toil, and it's very much like pushing a rusty cart, and that can only be difficult. Makes the journey difficult. So what are blessings? Blessings are those well-wishing thoughts, those sweet tidings, positive energies. And the main important thing about blessing is that they naturally emerge from the depth of the heart of the sender. That's why we say that blessings have to be earned. You can't just ask for blessings. Yes, you can ask, but the blessing that will really work will be the blessing that is earned with your good deeds and good karma. Blessings have to be free from any kind of expectation from both sides, from the sender and the receiver. So that's why we say we can't ask for blessings, but as we continue to give others something from ourselves, from our heart, selflessly, without wanting anything in return, the moment that they then feel that sense of relief, that relief is actually, you can say, a shot of blessings coming your way. Because every time a soul feels relief from one of your good deeds, it is a natural blessing from the heart. It's an automatic thank you, it's appreciation, it's gratitude, and that's good energy, that's good blessings that come my way. So every time we exercise virtue, authentic virtue in our life, that becomes the method to receive blessings. So let's say, for example, you give up your seat for someone else. So that would be exercising humility. Or say, for example, you go out of your way to fit somebody into your schedule. You give them your time, you know, to listen to their story. That could be generosity. That could be just caring, sharing. Or perhaps say, I'm just light and easy. I have a good nature. Don't take things too seriously. Don't get hurt. Then again, that easy nature wins me blessings automatically. In other words, people love being around me, they love my energy, and I'm just loved for being who I am. So we have to win people with our authentic virtues. And what are we winning? We're winning their love, we're winning their trust, we're winning their confidence. And because I'm winning, again, that brings joy to the heart. It's not about winning arguments. It's not about one-upmanship, but it's actually perhaps being quiet and humble. And I always say sometimes you lose the battle to win the war. And the war is what is my inner peace, is to win the hearts of others, to win the hearts of everyone. So how do you know that blessings are coming your way? You know because they add that little extra joy to your life, enthusiasm, courage, And you just feel that things are working out. It's like the drama just flows. You know, there's no hiccups, there's no obstacle. And it's not just that it works, but just magical moments, synchronistic moments, you know, where you didn't expect something to happen so easily or someone to turn up that made a difference. I mean, it's not just ordinary, you know, trottling along, but it really is a magical time where magic and surprise happens all the time. And we need blessings because we need to nourish our soul. Blessings help us to nourish our soul. And everything about you can be blessed. That's another thing. It's not just the soul gets blessings, but your money can be blessed, your relationships can be blessed, your house can be blessed, which means, you know, there's always good energy in the house, always people visiting. It's warm, a warm house, comforting house. When I'm blessed with food, that means I have so much of it. Not personally, but just there's always food in the house. I'm never lacking of any food. When my money is blessed, again, it stretches. So that $10, 10 pound, 10 dinar will go a longer way than if it was not blessed. In other words, you can get more out of it, more usage, you know, more people benefit from it than the ordinary 10. And yes, everything keeps going right. When I feel nourished, I feel blessed, then everything just feels like it's going right. So it's not that, again, I have to make the effort. My good deeds, all I have to do is just perform the good karma, the good deeds, and everything just flows and everything just happens automatically. So what do we have to do today? We have to, of course, as we said, exercise virtue. But we also have to make a concerted effort to give happiness to others. And sometimes, yes, people say, why me? Many times people ask me this question, why is it that I have to do it? Well, I have to do it because I am the greater one. I'm the one that has the big heart. I'm the one that is filled. I'm the one that's abundant. I'm the one that's strong. I'm the one that can. I'm the one that is able. So just stay in that greatness that you have so much, and that it is possible. And yes, continue to give your greatness, share your greatness with others. Now, finally, about God. We haven't mentioned God yet. So many people go seeking blessings from God. Well, I always feel that if I go seeking blessings from God, yes, He will give me a drop. But the ultimate blessing is to become a better person. If I just don't do anything and I just expect God to bless me and sort out my life, then God has to do that for all the other 8 billion souls. So, yes, I can reach out to Him, but it's with what intention, with what pure heart am I reaching out to God? And as I reach out with that pure heart, then yes, of course, God will bless. But in action, I have to ensure that I'm walking my talk and I am blessing worthy. So have a happy day today. Earn blessings, count your blessings, and see how many blessings you have earned before the end of the day. Om Shanti.